The point that Thornwell makes in that book that is so profound is that he had obviously just been contrasting with an in-depth study the emphasis of Romans with the emphasis of Hebrews. And his basic thesis is this. It's volume 2, pages 263 to 290. Thornwell's works, 263 to 290. His thesis is this, that the main lines of emphasis in Romans are upon the legal aspects of our salvation. That if God is to be just and the justifier of sinners, then someone must meet all the demands of law. And God has ordained that in our federal representative, the Lord Jesus, that should be done. The second Adam, the man from heaven, Romans 5, 12 to 21. But the point he makes is that we could assume from the book of Romans that our assurance, standing at this point in time, looking up into the face of a holy God with the problem of our cloud of sin, that our assurance is primarily or exclusively based upon, though there are these hints in Romans 5 and a little hint in Romans 8, but the dominant emphasis is that there upon the cross, God poured out his wrath upon his own Son. He was made a propitiation, and now through faith in his blood, God is both just and justifier of him that hath faith in Jesus. So that the primary focus of our faith and contemplation would be upon the past act in which the Lord Jesus put away sin. However, he says, what the book of Hebrews does is to supplement this by showing us that all the virtue of that past act is not efficacious before God now, as he would, speaking humanly, look back upon the death of his Son, but rather at his own right hand is our high priest, presently ministering in the sanctuary of God, making, as it were, eloquent in the presence of God in the present moment all the virtue of that oblation. And so the language is, having then a great high priest, let us draw near. You see? So that it brings it all into the most intimate personal realm of communion and fellowship with Jesus Christ as our present priest. Oh, I just found that opening up whole new dimensions. So you forgive me if I'm rambling now, but my own mind has just been so triggered by this. And I think it's a bona fide contrast, don't you, Don? That he's making? Not a contradiction, but a wonderful synthesis. And then it underscored again what we had said as we get involved in the training situation. We've got to have an exegesis course in Romans and in Hebrews.
Right, I agree.
You see? And then to see that twofold emphasis being brought together for the benefit of the people of God. All right, the rest of the bibliography, Owen, Volume 10, or you may have the old edition that originally came out that's just the death of death and the death of Christ, and you'll have to look up the chapter that deals with this. But in Volume 10, it's pages 179 to 200. And he not only deals with the concept of the death of Christ as a bona fide act of priesthood, but then he deals with the objections to the arguments based on his intercession. And he takes the objection that some take the verse, well, Jesus prayed for people who weren't converted when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Some of those things. And when Owen's done answering the objectors, I wouldn't want to be one of the objectors. I think I'd go home with my tail between my leg, if not cut off. All right. And then Hugh Martin, page 23 to 87 in this particular edition by Mack, which is no longer available, but I'm going to find out where we can get hold of Hugh Martin on the Atonement that is being reprinted by one of the Scottish printing houses, I believe. It doesn't have Hodge's book in front of it. This is the two books, Hodge on the Atonement and Hugh Martin, page 23 to 87, and then Hodge's work on the Atonement, pages 83 to 88. Just five pages, but some very good biblical materials. So Owen, Volume 10, 179 to 200, Hugh Martin on the Atonement, 23 to 87, Hodge, 83 to 88, Thornwell, Volume 2, 263 to 290. So I would encourage you to pursue this matter. If you're having problems with this area of biblical truth and theological thought, and if you're already settled, then more deeply settle yourself by a contemplation of these words, and you can do no better than to begin with reading the section in Professor Murray, pages 24 to, I think I said, 78. And then I would encourage you, if you have Pink's work on the Atonement, he has some excellent material
And on pages 158 to 266, Pink has some excellent material that will also be helpful here. Pages 158, under the section The Atonement and Its Results, and then Owen, Volume 10, pages 87 to 108.